Doug is our brother. Many of you called him brother also, and that's how he will be remembered, as a brother in Christ to all who met him. While Doug was always Catholic, he wasn't always the pillar of the community that he has become. Doug was just getting started in learning about his faith, and he has accomplished more in these last few years than most of us would in a lifetime. Stubborn is an adjective often used to describe a Grokalski. And Doug, being the firstborn of his generation, was a standard bearer for that trait. Anyone who knew Doug has been in an argument with him on any subject, big or small. And of course, Doug was always right, as far as he was concerned. In recent years, he had become very involved with the Catholic faith and immersed himself in it far and wide. I have learned firsthand from more than one priest that even they were not spared his ire. When our cousin Sarah was recently confirmed at her church in Chicago, Doug took issue with the way the ceremony was being performed up there, and he began voicing his displeasure with the pastor. But Sarah somehow was able to get Doug back off before things got too uncomfortable. As much as Doug liked to argue, he loved Christ exponentially more. Our brother was an ardent advocate for Catholicism. One of his favorite sayings is, "All believers in Christ are Catholic, they just don't know it yet." Exactly how far was Doug able to spread the good news? Well, that question is unanswerable because he has touched so many people. Locally, he was involved in the Knights of Columbus, the Fishers of Men, St. Vincent de Paul, Curcio, St. Leo's Lunch, and countless other groups around Memphis that I'm sure we haven't even had time to hear about yet. He was known to calm those in strife, to give a ride to those in need, to haul or move whatever needed hauling or moving, refrigerators and sofas being specialties from what we've gathered. He currently has a load of computers in his garage that he was going to refurbish and donate to a school. In short, Douglas could never say no to anyone who was in need of a helping hand. Beyond his charitable work, Douglas loved to cook. He was an amazing chef, and as much as he liked to eat, he took more pride and pleasure in watching others enjoy the meal he had prepared. It gave him great joy to watch people take in the food and just enjoy everything on their taste buds. But as we all know, it was the body and blood of Christ, the Eucharist, that sustained Douglas. Those of you who've never had his pizza certainly have heard stories about it. He had his own recipe for everything he made. His love of food would spill over into his love of faith, and many times the two would meet, and he would share his recipes or a meal with a friend in need just to get them through a difficult time. Doug worked professionally on marketing, web design, and various IT troubleshooting things over at TeleMed Plus. His business partners and friends, Bobby, Chad, Shannon, and Tom, will tell you, however, that Doug worked for those in need, and his job was a secondary concern. Doug's greatest joy in life is his daughter, Piper, and he wanted only the best things in life for her. He taught Piper by example here at St. Anne's by being involved in faith formation for the students at the school and just being a constant presence here at St. Anne Parish. Doug was involved in everything here at St. Anne's. He loved helping everyone around him. He was a true leader, and I know he will be dearly missed by many people in this room. Each Friday afternoon, Piper and Doug would meet after school at the chapel to say Doug's favorite prayer, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Doug was a great, fun-loving dad who loved taking Piper on many adventures, and most recently, their trip to Boston, where we celebrated Doug's 49th birthday. They also made a trip out to Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy is located. We're so grateful to have had a fun few weeks with Doug and Piper in Boston before he came back to his home here in Memphis. We are all saddened beyond words that Doug is no longer here with us, but we know very well that Doug is looking over all of us from heaven. We are truly blessed to have known Doug and to know we will see him again someday when we are called home to our eternal home with Christ. We have experienced great sorrow in our loss of Doug, but have gained many new miracles of friendship in all of you. Doug's spirit lives on in each and every one of us by his example in loving kindness. We have been overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from all of his friends here in the Memphis area, and we are truly grateful to know that Doug is at rest with the Lord. We also want to express our thanks to those of you who have spent countless hours with us in the ICU, have prepared meals, offered up their homes, just called. Brian set up a Caring Bridge website for us. Just so many things that you've done. It's just beyond words. So we thank you all for that. We appreciate everyone who's traveled far and wide to be here, especially our family from Chicago and Phoenix and friends from Boston. Thanks to all of you for your love, your words of wisdom, and the time you've spent telling us all your personal stories of how Doug has touched your lives. It's comforting to know that Doug is so loved here and will be greatly missed by all of us. The greatest legacy we can all hope to live up to would be to continue Doug's journey in his faith in each of our own lives. So I have some quick notes to read to you from Doug's high school friends back in Western Massachusetts, since many of you probably didn't know Doug back then. I thought they'd give you a little insight into his playful nature, as you know. So this is from Jeannie and some of the guys on the track team that he ran track with. His nickname was Grotto. They called him Grotto. And they just have to say that he's certainly one of a kind. They don't think they've ever spent one moment with Doug where he didn't bring a smile to their faces at some point. So in the summer of 1987, Doug and his track friends and the boys jumped into Grotto's van and took a road trip to Cape Cod. Always the adventurous one and never to turn down a challenge, Grotto and his friend Dorsey climbed in a tree in order to get onto the roof of the house they were staying at. Unfortunately, Grotto slipped and fell to the ground and ended up breaking his collarbone. So his friends called 911 and an ambulance arrived quickly. As the EMTs turned to Grotto, one of them asked, "So what were you doing up in a tree?" Lying on the ground in a great deal of pain, Grotto calmly answered, "I just have a thing for squirrels." So on another occasion that same summer, Doug and several of his high school friends traveled from Westwood into Boston to see the band Cool in the Gang. The city of Boston sponsored different concerts on the common. So each week during the summer, there was a gated pavilion at the Boston Common, and Doug and his friends never bought tickets for the seats in the pavilion. They preferred to sit on the grassy hill outside the pavilion with thousands of other people and listen to the music for free. So because there was always a large crowd on the common, Doug would go in early and get everything set up so his friends could find him. So he told his friends that he was going to hang something very noticeable from one of the trees in the common so that everyone could find the spot he had claimed for their picnic at the concert. So Doug's marker was unmistakable. It was a large Confederate flag. So, when Doug's friends finally arrived, they easily found Doug and his marker, and they were being chased around by several angry people because he had hung a Confederate flag in the Boston So, those are just a few notes from some of his friends from home that we wanted to share with you guys. So, thank you again. God bless.